Me too. And that's turning to the truth, because we are all big, and yet we aren't allowed to live that truth, literally.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about control, because that's a huge thing. Our children, looking at our children is a key, can really help us understand where we're at. And I see in this system, and what you're talking about, the Panopticon, and all of this is really perversion in this system that's set up, like the need to control everything. If you know a young child, you can see very quickly that they really want, they are very powerful, and they like to conduct and orchestrate the things around them. And you've mentioned the Raven, that it was really important to you that when you're with your grandchild, that you let him be that big person. And a lot of times it feels like you're just being pulled around on the leash there, you know. And I wanted to just think about that for a second, because obviously he is this child that still is, you know, physically held back by some things, and, you know, speech wise. And so to have the empathy for the fact that for most of his time, he's being carted around and controlled, and, you know, and so that right there is frustrating just by itself. And he is this very powerful individual who needs to be seen. And then, well, how does this whole system get put into place of control and hierarchy? It definitely seems to boil down to a systematic denying of power, not just their own power, but just power to be seen. Because we don't take that time, in, you know, with our children to be like, oh my God, this is a, you know, a brilliant child. And the way that children function, it's just pure earth. They're not hindered by these other soul warping things that as adults we force on our children. Where I start to feel more centered is when I, you know, slow down and just start to be, it's almost like a meditative thing, being with him and seeing him.